The Torah tells us, V'achalta v'savata uveirachta. And when, after one eats, does a ma'is achila, the act of eating, v'savata, and they're satisfied, then they have a biblical mandate, uveirachta. They have a biblical mandate of benching. And we know this is one of the few biblical commandments we have. I should say, we have many biblical commandments. One of the few biblical brachas we have. 95%, maybe higher, of blessings are all rabbinical in nature. The brachas we make before we drink coffee, before we put on a talis and tefillin, the general Birkas Shevach Valda, most of the brachas are all rabbinical in nature. Birkas HaMazon is probably one of the only clear-cut biblical blessings. And even that isn't always clear that when you are benching, it's fulfilling a mitzvah min HaTorah. It has to be with a certain criteria. There is benching midrabanan. Biblically speaking, as the Torah tells us, you need v'achalta v'savata. You have to eat and be satisfied. If one eats, I don't mean satisfied, let's say 21st century standards, you're not happy with the wings, or you're not happy with the fries weren't crispy. I mean, let's say you don't eat a certain amount, like you eat a kazayas, so rabbinically speaking, one is obligated to bench. But biblically speaking, there are only a couple of other biblical blessings that are potentially biblical. Those are up for discussion, but one of the famous disputes is between the Rambam and the Ramban. And again, always within the Rambam, it's not always 100% clear what his sheet is. But the simple way to understand the Rambam and the Ramban is clear. Based on the Pasuk, Hishem Hashem Ekra Hava Godel Elokeinu, that when you call out God's name, i.e. when you want to, because the Ramban writes in his Hakdama, in his introduction to Chumash, that really, the Torah is really God's names. If we could figure out the code, we could see all these God's names throughout the Torah. So when you call out God's name, i.e. when you study the Torah, Hava Goda Lokeinu, you have an obligation to make a Birkas HaTorah. And perhaps, according to the Ramban, it's clear it's a bracha min HaTorah. And the Rambam, it's only a mitzvah midrabanan. So according to the Ramban, we have another bracha, which is a mitzvah min HaTorah, Birkas HaTorah. And in fact, someone had pointed out, what is in the Kudus HaMachlokas, what is the issue on whether you say Birkas HaTorah is a mitzvah min HaTorah or a mitzvah midrabanan. Let me just point out, when I talk about Birkas HaTorah, let's be clear. I don't mean Monday, Thursday, Shabbos morning, Shabbos mincha, and yontif, when you get called up for an aliyah and you make a Birkas HaTorah, that definitely is a Birkas HaTorah, but that's not what we're talking about now. That's known as commonly as an aliyah, but that's clearly a rabbinical mitzvah. The biblical bracha we're talking, hopefully everyone here has already made this bracha already, because usually before you start learning, one has to make this the Birkas HaTorah and the Birkas HaShachar. That's the Birkas HaTorah. But so, what's in the Kudus HaMachlokas? So some want to say, what is the nature of Birkas HaTorah? What kind of bracha is it? What do you mean, what kind of bracha? A bracha is a bracha. No, there are different categories of brachas. There's what we call the classical Birkas HaMitzvah, a bracha we make before we do a mitzvah, like talis tefillin. That's a Birkas HaMitzvah. A Birkas Shevach V'Hodah, a bracha of praise and thanksgiving. That's the second category. And the third category is a Birkas HaNenin, a bracha you make before you eat food. So within the categories of Birkas HaNenin, even though we'll get into it at a later date, the simple understanding is Birkas HaNenin is only a rabbinical mitzvah. And Birkas HaMitzvah, which is usually the bracha we make, is also standard a bracha midrabanan. Among the Birkas Shevach V'Hodah, there's more of a discussion. In fact, the Ramban, one of his sources is the Gemara in Brachas basically almost equates Birkas HaTorah and Birkas HaMazon. So he learns it as a literal translation, a literal comparison, and therefore the Ramban seems to say that, because what type of bracha is Birkas HaMazon? It's clearly a Birkas Shevach V'Alda. It's a bracha thanking God, you gave me food, I ate, and I'm satisfied. So the Ramban learns maybe as an extension that so too Birkas HaTorah is a bracha, praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and hence the two brachas which are in HaTorah are both Birkas Shevach V'Alda. Could be the Rambam, or even if you don't say it's the Rambam Shita, other Rishonim, it's only Drabbana, and they learn it's a classical Birkas HaMitzvah. In fact, that's a major machlokas among the Rishonim Achronim with different practical differences. In fact, there's a famous discussion about Nashim, women. Are women obligated in Birkas HaTorah? Are women obligated in the blessing? Because why? Because we learn in Mato Samet B'Nechem, strictly speaking, the Chiyav, the obligation of Talmud Torah per se is only on men, not women. Of course, women have many obligations to study, just from a pure practical point of view. If you want to keep a kosher home, you want to keep Shabbos, you have to know it. So there is an aspect of more practical Talmud Torah, but in terms of the pure, unadulterated Torah Lishma, that applies to men. So there's a discussion whether women are chayav in Birkas HaTorah. So it's based on the Ramban. So the Ramban writes, it's a Birkas Shevach V'Hoda. It's clearly a Birkas Shevach V'Hoda. In other words, basically we paskin they are chayav in Birkas HaTorah. It's a discussion why. So according to the Ramban, it's clear because the bracha on Birkas HaTorah is a Birkas Shevach V'Hoda. Thank God we received the Torah at Har Sinai. And therefore, obviously, women received the Torah Har Sinai also. If it's only a bracha on the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, so then you could argue also it's only drabanan, and then you have to get into why a woman making the Birkas. Then the answer is why women make a Birkas HaTorah as well. But other nafka minas would be, is let's say, do you have to learn right away or not? If it's a Birkas Shevach V'Alda, okay, so what I'll learn later, or maybe I don't have to learn at all. I'm just praising God. I didn't say anything about me learning. I'm praying God, you're the greatest. You gave the Jewish people the Torah. But if it's a Birkas HaMitzvah, then you have to learn Miyad. Just like when we put on our talis, we make the bracha, and then we need what the Gemara calls Over Lasiyason. The general rule is you first do the bracha, and then you do the mitzvah. So you need Over Lasiyason. But there's something called Over the Over. You can't do it too far. I can't say, okay, let me make the bracha on the talis now, and about 20 minutes I'll put the talis on. That's not accepted. There has to be some type of connection between the actual bracha and the mitzvah. That's too. So therefore, regarding Talmud Torah as well. So we. That's why our minig is, right after we make the Birkas HaTorah, we say different psukim, Yivarech Hashem Yishvarecha, and the different Birkas Kohanim, different psukim we read. We try to cover Torah and Nevi'im, and throughout the davening we cover, some say Ava Rabba is the Birkas HaTorah, and therefore you go right into Shema, which is also Torah. So our meaning is that we assume that you learn right away, but that's part of the issue. If it's a Birkas HaMitzvah, then you have to learn right away. If it's a Birkas Shevach V'Alda, you still have a mitzvah Talmud Torah to learn, period, but doesn't necessarily have to happen right after. That's part of, that's part of the discussion. And we think that's a separate topic, Birkas HaTorah, many differences in terms of whether it's a Birkas Shevach V'Alda or the Birkas HaMitzvah. So getting back to Birkas HaMazon, so according to the Ramban anyway, we have two biblical brachas, which are in our Torah. We have the bracha of Birkas HaMazon, which is everyone agrees to, and according to the Ramban anyway, we have the bracha of Birkas HaTorah. There's a discussion also independently of issue of Havdalah. Havdalah we make on Motzai Shabbos, what is the status of Havdalah? Again, by Havdalah, everyone agrees Havdalah ala kos, the Havdalah we make over a cup of wine, that's clearly rabbinical. That's why the Ramban's opinion last week is there was no Havdalah. Since you can't make Havdalah over a cup of wine, it was Tisha B'Av, So therefore, we skip Havdalah that year. I mean, but the Ramban's agreement, you had to make Hamavdil ben Kodesh Uchol to actually make the Havdalah. So according to the Rambam's opinion, Havdalah is a mitzvah min HaTorah. He learns it out from the mitzvah of Kiddush that we just read this past week. Zachar Shom HaShabbos L'Kodesho, to remember the Shabbos day and sanctify it. So the Rambam writes, so basically it's bookends. The Rambam says there's a mitzvah to say words of praise about Shabbos, Bechnisoso Uviyitziyoso, in its entrance and in its exit. So the Rambam writes, so how do you do that? With Kiddush, you bring it in, and Havdalah, you bring it out. So it's bookends. So therefore, he points out that Havdalah, so according to the Rambam, you could have Havdalah as Daraisa. So that, again, is a point of contention, but for our purposes, we assume Birkas HaMazon is Daraisa, as well as Birkas HaTorah. Even within Birkas HaMazon, how much of Birkas HaMazon is Min HaTorah? So we pointed out before, you have to eat a certain amount, V'yachalta V'savata, to be Chayev in Birkas HaMazon Min HaTorah, but how much of benching is biblical? So that's what the Gemara tells us in Brachas later on, that there are four blessings for the Birkas HaMazon. One is the first one, Hazana Sako, instituted by Moshe Rabbeinu all those years in the Midbar, sustaining us with the food, with the man. The second blessing from Yehoshua is the Bracha on Eretz Yisrael, thanking God for giving us the land of Israel. Then we have the third Bracha, Bone Barachim of Yerushalayim, David and Shlomo, thanking God on the temple. And the fourth blessing, that's only a rabbinical. In fact, that's what we explained in the Gemara at the end of the Tainis regarding Tu B'Av. On Tu B'Av, they instituted Hatov Hametiv. That's what the fourth bracha is called. Hatov. Hatov, because the bodies during the ill-fated Bar Kokhba revolt, many Jews were killed, and they weren't permitted burial. And the bodies were lying open for a long period. So after finally they got permission and were able to do the burial, so the miracle was Atov, the bodies did not decay, Vahametiv, that they were able to be buried. So, and that happened on Tuba. That's one of the reasons for the celebration of Tuba. But that's only a rabbinic bracha. So the first three brachas are biblical, the fourth bracha is rabbinical. So even if you hold Birkas HaMazon as Min HaTorah, which we do, you have to eat a certain amount of food to be chayiv min HaTorah, v'yachalta v'savata, and only the first, and that the Gemara talks about my nafkamina. In fact, how do we demonstrate that the fourth bracha is different than the first three? Because if the first three is a mitzvah min HaTorah, and the fourth bracha is rabbinical, we try to make a distinction between, to show when we're fulfilling a mitzvah min HaTorah and a mitzvah midrabanan. That's why we do something very strange. We do a lot of things very strange, but one of the things regarding benching is Bone Barachamav Yushalayim Amen. So usually when I make a bracha, I don't answer Amen. Someone else answers Amen to my bracha. By the third blessing, we end off with Amen. And that's what the Rishonim point out is Rishonim, because that's a conclusion of a unit. Ad Kan, biblical mitzvah benching, now we're moving into the rabbinical mitzvah. That's what the minhag of the Svardim by Sfiras HaOmer. They have a not Nusuk Svardim, but the real Svardim. They say LaOmer in between counting days and counting weeks. They say this is the 10th day of this is the 10th day of the Omer, which is a week and 3 days. So they break. So Rav Svi Pesach Frank writes, the reason why they break up LaOmer days and weeks is because they follow the opinion of Rabbeinu Yerucham, that counting days today is biblical, counting weeks is rabbinical, and to break up the biblical and rabbinical, so that's what we do by benching. So they point out, that's how we make the clear, and that's why the Gemara says in Brachas, it talks about someone who's working, and in terms of what are you allowed to, how much time you're allowed to take off of benching, so the Gemara makes distinctions, perhaps between the first three Brachas and the fourth one, in terms of that, and therefore, so that's Birkas HaMazon. So the question the Meshech Chachma asks is, how come then if we have very few brachas min HaTorah, Birkas HaMazon and Birkas HaTorah maybe have Havdalah, let's assume it's the two of them, Yeah, it's very strange. When do we make Birkas HaMazon? We make Birkas HaMazon after we finished, after we eat. And Birkas HaTorah, when do we make? Birkas HaTorah we make before we learn. So how come, if you have 50 rabbinical brachas, 20, 100, whatever it may be, so I understand over the course of many blessings, it's, you know, so it's possible some will come out to make the bracha before, some you come out to make the bracha after, some you make in the middle. You know, if you have so many things, it's never, but here you only have two biblical blessings. Can't you think the Torah could get its act together? Either, I don't care, I'm just looking for consistency. Either make them both before, make them both after. But why is it Birkas, why is one beforehand, and why is one afterwards? That's the kasha, the Meshach Chachma, the Sefer Achinuch also goes into that kasha in terms of, you know, in terms of why before, why after. So we don't have time to give the answer today. Let's just summarize, and maybe we'll continue this tomorrow. So we discussed the obligation of Birkas HaMazon based on this week's parsha. Eikav achalta v'savatu v'irachta. There's a biblical mitzvah to bench, and we pointed out it's one of the few Birkas HaTorah, few brachas that are min HaTorah. Birkas HaTorah is machlokes the Rambam and the Ramban. And then we got into the question, what type of bracha? Birkas HaMazon is clearly a Birkas Shevach V'Hodah. And Birkas HaTorah, that could be part of the issue. If you hold it's a Birkas HaMitzvah, so then it's only Derabbanan. If you hold it's a Birkas Shevach V'Hodah, it's a bracha min HaTorah. The different brachas we have, Moshe Rabbeinu, Yoshua, David, and Shlomo, and in Yavneh. And in terms of how much you have to eat, and then we'll have to get into as well as what happened the shaila of let's say a ger, someone who converted, but before he converted, they had a full meal. That's full meal meaning a halachic meal with bread and challah. And now, like, you know, 10 minutes later, they became Jewish. Are they obligated in Birkas HaMazon? Similarly, a question would be a katan shehigdio, a katan that became a gadol. Same, similar question, and a similar question about an avel who had a meal when he was an onain, when he's exempt. So maybe we'll go into some of the issues regarding Birkas HaMazon tomorrow. Hmm?